Yeah, well, it's up to you three now.
Very good, I feel. Right, our councillors, we'll commence proceedings. Questions for next meeting? I'll take that as nil.
No.
Mate? Where's...
You want seven or eight? Two.
Hang on now.
Paul, have you got it written down?
Oh, I've got it, yeah, I can give it to you.
Well, we'll have councillors to vote before the meeting. It's just like to do this for the start.
I can write on it.
Yeah, right, okay.
I'll just go in my book.
Right, questions for next meeting, councillor May?
Just, can we have a report on the progress with the application for the grants?
Yeah, just hang on now. We'll come to you.
No methods on that. So your questions, Paul?
If we can have a report on the application for grants for the National Park Fire and have a progress there. And the second one, the aged care move. Can we have a report on possibility of funding the completion of the landscaping of the fire tank from the building units? With a view to having it completed quickly, with some recognition of an advance from the building units to Kiwi Lodge. Program of repaying it over, say, 5 minutes.
If you can. Got the gist of it. Okay, councillor Mudford?
Okay, just rural road update in December. Gravel supply will run short in terms of demand. Council needs to look into feasibility opening up new gravel pit.
Yeah, that was referred to as that manufactured ballast gravel, you blue metal?
I'm thinking more of just ordinary red gravel.
Yeah, and you're right, we do need to look at the feasibility of opening up more gravel pits. But do you want a report?
A report, yeah, maybe with a advertised or an ARPC or just the fields out there, whether anybody would be interested in starting up a gravel pit or buying gravel for council.
Well, that is an item still carried over from previous questions to council. In the business paper, I think councillor Mudford, if I can get back into open. When we have a look at outstanding matters from previous meetings.
That's 24.
Yeah, the gravel pit arrangements, that liaison or communication has commenced. So Mr. Caldwell has that in hand, if you like, looking at the availability and the access to what gravel pits are available. So, no, happy to chase the report on the National Park Road. Would you be happy to just accept that there is an item still on the outstanding matters in regard to gravel pits and liaison with landowners? Are you there?
Yeah, you
can hear
me.
Yes, well, yeah. So happy to get a report back on the National Park Road. In regard to gravel pits, that's already an item in council business. I'd like to leave it there if that's acceptable to you.
Right, I'll
leave
it with you. I'm sort of
thinking
on the eastern side of your
gander.
Yeah. Well,
you might like to take that up with Mr. Caldwell. The GM will take it up.
I'll take that on board. No, just with your Zoom meeting, are you able to turn the volume down on your iPad? Because we're getting this repeat sort of noise coming through the phone. If you turn the volume down on that, and then we'll just use the phone as the audio, please.
Yeah,
Thank you.
It's all very impersonal, isn't it? Okay, councillors, if you would, we'll now have the anthem.
Australians, all let us rejoice.
To their elders past, present and future. Thank you, councillors. I'll now ask staff to commence recording of the meeting, and we're aware of what that means for us from a legal point of view. Normally now I'd ask for apologies, but there are none, but I would ask for someone to move a motion that councillors Babbage and Mudford be allowed to access the meeting via Zoom. Thank you, Councillor Buntar, seconded Councillor Mockler. I'll put that, all those in favour?
Aye.
Against, carried.
Yes,
so up there.
That's right, we'll sort that out.
We'll sort that out.
We'll catch that up.
Okay, we'll move on through the formalities. The declaration of interest. I will take that as nil. The minutes of the meeting held on the 15th of November. I'm looking for someone to move that way. Second time. Councillor Walker, Councillor Mann. Are any alterations or amendments? If not, I'll put all those in favour.
Aye.
Against, carried. Councillors, could I now have a procedural motion moving to close section of council? Councillor Buntar, Councillor Pearce. I'll put that, all those in favour?
Aye.
Against, carried. There's another councillors. In the first report there, just as the mayor's commitment. If there's no questions on that, I'll move that report be noted. All those in favour? Against, carried.
We don't have seconders for that.
Aye.
The regional housing delivery plans. There's a second report there with the recommendation from the GM in regard to the cafe zone. Is there anything you want to raise with that, or this is?
An update on a high level planning document that's going on to support the government's expenditure on accelerated infrastructure for housing. So just to give you an update that we're in with Warren Bungles and Midwestern, and just to give you a little bit of background about the renewable energy zone and really just to update you that we're continuing to lobby the state government about trying to, because it doesn't quite align with our timeframes and out there. And Randall showed you earlier about the timeframes around the Arrow Park subdivision. This process that we've got going doesn't align with that, so we've just got to try to agitate and see whether we can draw out some funds in advance of the housing program. So the recommendation there is that that you see the purpose of why we're in that, and that's really around the renewable economic development zone, or renewable energy zone, I should say.
Okay, councillors, there's a recommendation there, it's all I can do.
And there's a point two to that, Mr. Mayor, that's not up there. And the point two is that that in recognition of the immediate need to develop a residential housing subdivision, acknowledging how advanced council is with the development of Gilgander housing strategy and the progress of the detailed plan of the Aeroparks subdivision, council lobbied the Deputy Premier for $2.5 million in funding to support the construction of Aeroparks subdivision stage two under the Accelerated Housing Infrastructure Fund. I've got that.
Well, I read that. Yep, that's good. Another thing, should we say up to $2.5 million? We've got $2.5 million in our budget, so if we could offset, don't just settle for the $2.5 million, but maybe we put in $1 million and we put in $1.5 million or something, we put in the fund. So just, and it doesn't need to change the recommendation, but it's just something I thought we've got some money in our budget already, and I'm saying it might just be a come on, if he knows we're putting some in, we'll put some in.
So what would you like to say?
Dollar for dollar?
Oh, no, to that.
Up to $2.5 million. I'm not only making the comment, but when we sit down with him, we don't talk about anything until we start to lose the $2.5 million and doing any other stuff.
So we'll include that. We'll include that part two as in the minutes as written in the report, and change where council lobby the Deputy Premier for up to.
Yeah.
We include up to $2.5 million in funding.
I think it's the minimum. That's only to contribute.
Well, we've got $2.5 million.
When you look at that spreadsheet before on the numbers, the more we can get out of state, the better off we are.
So we're saying for a minimum. We're doing up to a minimum.
Oh, the only comment I was making is we're not funding the budget, and maybe there's an opportunity to bring him on board if he knows we're going to put something in with it.
I think if we get $2.5 million, we'd be pretty happy.
Oh yeah, if we get it.
If we got $1.5 million, we'd probably be pretty happy. So if we got...
I'm really, really happy dollar for dollar.
If you want to change that $2.5 million to $3 million, Councillor Walker?
Look, I think forward up to the minimum of $2.5 million.
That's a double negative.
No, not. Because when you look at the numbers, we need at least $2.5 million.
Well, that's a council call.
Up to two and a half million. And so you're moving recommendation point into.
Yeah, right.
Thank you. Well, have a second. Point two will be put in there.
It will be.
Right, yeah, just been missed somewhere.
I'll second that.
Okay, Councillor Meehan, Councillor Walker. Are there any further discussions on that? If not, I'll put it. All those in favour? Yes, carried.
Aye.
Next up. GA22474, the Muir High subdivision. It's got a bucket load of recommendations. Have we all had the opportunity to look at those?
Yep.
Neil has his left. I would like...
If you want me to speak to it, Mr. Mayor, I'm happy to.
If you feel the need, yeah, sorry, it's too.
It's been something that we've been working towards for a long time. It's a stage one of the development. To subdivide off a parcel of land for council to acquire. So
yes.
There's certain conditions there that are generally fairly standard for a subdivision. The report specifies we went out to neighbour notification, no submissions. We've been working closely with the current owner, so I think it's pretty straightforward. Yeah.
Right, the recommendations 1, 2 and 3 there.
I'll move that, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Councillor Lachlan. Do we have a seconder? Councillor Bunker?
We need a division.
Yep. Oh, okay. I'll put that. All those in favour, please raise your hand. Gail and no.
Aye.
I'll declare that unanimous.
Thank you.
And staff can record that according.
I'm going to say the decision. The
next report is the Castro River Restoration Beautification Project. Sears and the DIY tender. The bottom line recommendations are before tenders for the environmental consultant.
It's been quite involved, this project.
Oh, it's
complicated.
Well, this is a project that can I say we would have liked to have seen, you know, we would like to have seen a major company sort of pick up the idea and run with it. And as stated in the report, it says that, you know, there's been an interest and a strong interest in it, but a reluctance because of the risk involved from the approval processes. So council's not at the stage, I don't believe, is at the stage of saying whether we should proceed or not proceed with this project, because until you know what the costs are going to be, and it's just a little bit more work on our behalf to put the tenders together, and then we'll call for tenders and we'll get a price. If we get the prices back, then the decision is do we wish to proceed. Is it within our budget, or whether we're prepared to take that risk or not? That's when I believe the council will have the decision then to make whether we proceed or not proceed. Unless you want to not proceed now and say knock it on the head now and we'll give it a miss. But I would be suggesting that it's probably not at that stage yet until you really know and you've got all the cards in front of you.
I have my doubts about this project, Dave. I know you've been following it, but just where council is and where we're going and the issues we have that we could have with aged care, should we be just putting ourselves out too far? I'm happy to vote against this one at this stage and maybe bring it up in 12 months' time or maybe longer than that. But I just feel it's maybe time to just wait.
Okay. Well, there's a resolution.
Resolution
there. You're moving the council no longer.
Go ahead with that at this stage. Yeah.
Sorry, no, Councillor Pearce moving it.
So you're moving it? Right, okay. That we don't proceed?
That we don't proceed at this stage.
And Councillor Butler is seconding that?
No.
Okay, so Councillor Pearce moved that we don't proceed at this stage. Do I have a seconder? For the second time, do I have a seconder? For the third time?
No.
I declare your motion. Sorry, Councillor Mudford?
Yeah, I'll move it back.
I'm
just check up that I've got it right. It's a motion up in front of us now.
No, this is that motion in regard to the river restoration.
Yeah.
Councillor Pearce doesn't feel the timing's right and doesn't wish to proceed with it at this stage.
No, I'm not
taking that. Okay. So for the third time, and I'll declare the motion lost. Lost because of lack of a seconder.
Yeah.
Righto, so councillors, the matter is before you. If I've got a mover.
I'll have a
seconder. Okay, then you're quite a...
Just wondering how much the cost of tendering is worth in light of what we spent today, as opposed to calling for expected interest. My concern would be that if we go to tender and the cost money to go to tender, and we aren't committed to go anywhere with it, would the tenderers or would the consultants spend much time putting in a tender? And that's sort of...
Well, there's a risk around that because, but even if you go out for expression of interest, you're not going to get a price.
No.
So that's the problem. You sort of, to me, it's, to me, if we're going to be, if we're in this position of do we want to know or not, where we all in the, yeah, it's going to be a cost to council to put the tender document together, and there will be a cost to advertise on tendering, but that's, I would say.
Yeah. We've had a lot of information already earlier. Yeah. $75,000 we've spent to put a tender together.
Correct. Well, the Sears have told us what they need to address, so.
In considerable detail.
Considerable detail. So it's about probably, prefacing that a little bit, making it a bit simpler for what they're doing.
I think.
So, okay, do you want to speak more than
that? Yeah, I do. And I think, Mr. Mayor, there's a couple of things that I take out of this. Number one, we can go out for tender. It actually gives us proof of what it's going to cost us to get that approval. We actually then can go to the open market, to the Marses or the, you know, the bigger companies of the world, and actually say, here it is, this is how much it's going to cost you to get it approved. And as a council and a community, we can actually recollect our money through some sort of royalty for the money that we would have invested. You know, like the old dollar a tonne, whatever it might be, or a dollar a cubic metre. And from a council point of view, budget point of view, we've actually got a budget allocation of $500,000 towards this project. And I think this actually underpins a fair bit of our inland rail infrastructure and development we do want to see here in town. I think the inland rail was sort of more alluding the other day that they're quite leaning towards that precast facility here in town. And I think this project actually really does underpin it. And if we can actually, as a council, produce another commodity here within our community that we can actually collect a royalty on, this might actually help down the track underpin things like Kiwi Lodge and those sorts of things that we need funding for. So for me, it's definitely a yes.
Councillors, I wouldn't get hooked up on Kiwi Lodge. Council has a resolution in regard to the financial sustainability of Kiwi Lodge for a period of time. So I'm not losing any sleep over Kiwi Lodge
anymore. Yeah. I just don't wish to see 50 people going because of their relations in Dubbo. That's
I don't, but if, if it means that we've got to put ratepayers' money into keeping those people in guild, that's a bigger question.
Not to me, no.
Yeah, well, to me it is, yeah. Okay, councillors, so I'll proceed to put that, unless there's any further motion for or against. I'll put that. All those in favour? Against?
Aye.
So carried. Thank you, councillors. Planning legislation updates. This is one. Let's go through this.
This one's, sorry, Neil or Christy could speak to this one.
Neil's got his main word.
I'm going to get into there again. It's jumped out on me. Apology. Oh, good. So through you, Mr. Mayor, I'll just get the Manager of Planning and Environment to just give a brief outline of the changes.
Yeah, okay, thank you. So it was just to provide the council with an update regarding firstly the employment zones reform. These are changes that are being driven by the Department of Planning across the state, and it's really, they've taken the approach as a positive step to try and maximise productivity and reducing land use conflict and things like that. It's changes to the naming of the zones, being we've got the B2 local centre, so we'll go into E1 local centre, the B6 enterprise corridor, which is along Castle Ray Street or the highway, fronting the South Sea down that way, and the general industrial zone, which become the E4 general industrial zone. So it's, if anything, expanding the defined land uses under the LEP in terms of what developers can look to put in place, and making it clearer in that regard. So The changes are an exhibition under a self-appealing set currently and will come into effect from the 26th of April 2023. So that's that one. And then the other one that was outlined briefly there is the agritourism changes, and this is just an amendment mostly around definitions regarding your farm stay accommodation, camping ground. It's really around providing opportunities for landowners to value add to their existing operations in the rural zone, but it has to be ancillary to their existing rural production. So that's already in effect. It commenced on the 1st of December.
So. Okay, yeah, so just to report there, the recommendation that that report be noted. Councillor Bunter, Councillor Freeth, no further discussion. I'll put that all those in favour.
Aye.
Yes, carry.
Aye.
The Arun Living Advisory Board of Management. This is just a carry on, if you like, from what we've done with aged care. We're setting up a board, and so what we need is that there's a recommendation there that the membership committee comprising the mayor and three additional councillors and three industry experts covering those competencies and standards being put together, and so I'd ask the nominations to that board if I can get someone to move the spirit of those recommendations and then nominate for the board.
Excuse me, Mr. Mayor, can I, is that clear that the council nominated the four additional councillors and then it has that the mayor is, comprises the mayor and three additional?
Yeah, I think it's just...
Do you want four?
Type eight. Yeah, three councillors and the mayor.
Yeah, I'd like to move Councillor Mann.
Then you want to move recommendations
1
to
6
first?
Yeah, in moving recommendations 1 to 6, you want to have it on that panel again?
Yes. I'll second that.
Right, what about the other two?
Just time sense.
Successful.
And if you agree, you want to go with that?
Councillor Mann, myself is here today. Councillor Peer, happy to leave it at two if you know, I don't want to force people into it. I'd rather you say no anyway.
That's
the
button.
Okay. Right, okay, so we've got the three nominations. And that's moved by Councillor Peard.
It's a put it around and down. What does Councillor Ledford?
No, he hasn't raised an interest. Like, honestly, Greg, don't feel forced into it. Say no if you're happy to do the aged care. And,
leave
the aged care. Okay, so at this stage we've got the mayor and two councillors. We can let it float from there. So that's moved by Councillor Peer, seconded by, do we have a seconded, Councillor Freeth. I'll put that. All those in favour?
Right.
Against? Carry.
Don't want to call me if needing.
Okay, we move on now to minutes, committee meetings for notation. And this was the consultative committee held on the 13th. And there's a recommendation on page 20 for those minutes to note. Can you move that recommendation? Thanks, Councillor Mockler, Councillor Walker. I'll put that all those in favour. He's carried. Reports for information notation, page 21. And these are the bank balances, the account balances. I do think Q slogan?
Yeah.
That could be for any number of reasons, I can't say.
Yeah.
Investments, outstanding matters from previous meetings. And Councillor Mudford, that's where that gravel pit arrangement thing is?
Yeah, I noticed that.
Yeah, okay. Then the progress on questions for next meeting, which is the report to the February meeting on the organisational structure. And as Mrs. Welch said, this year we've advertised something like 65 vacancies. So they've been fairly busy now, people. The couple of DAs, and some stats on the DAs. And on page 28, those reports be noted. Someone like to move that way? Councillor Pearce, Councillor Butter. Councillor Pearce, Councillor Butter. I'll put that, all those in favour?
Aye.
Is carried?
Aye.
Price is a Category B correspondence. The Country Mayors Association, which was the minutes of the AGM, and I recommend that correspondence be noted. Would you like to move that? Councillor Lingan, Councillor Walker, I'll put that, all those in favour.
Aye.
Against, carry.
Aye.
Okay, councillors, there's been no further general business or other business. I'll declare the meeting closed at 5:30. Merry Christmas. Let's have a drink.
Thank you. We'll stop the recording.